I would like to welcome you most kindly to Świdnica, near the city of Zielona Góra. It is hard to trace back the beginning of this place. Some accounts claim that the settlement was established in 1221, but in fact, it may be even older than this, especially if we consider the Slavic origins of its name. The word Świetna, which used to mean light or bright, most probably referred to a settlement situated in a clearing in the middle of a forest. The first corroborated mention of Świdnica, and more specifically Świdnitz, because this was the German name of this village, dates back to 1305. It was owned by a knight from the Landsberg family. Later, the estate was taken over by the von Kittlitz family. All the time, it remained a knight's seat. Balthasar II von Kittlitz proved to be one of the more resourceful owners of Świdnica. According to the inscription on his tombstone in the local St. Martin's Church, he lived to be 99 years old. During his long life, he took care to boost the economic growth of the village. Thanks to his efforts, Świdnica was granted city rights in 1514. And city rights entailed considerable privileges. The opportunity to organize a fair every Tuesday, an 8-day village fair once a year, the right to collect customs duty, or to brew beer. Unfortunately, the last of these privileges contributed to conflicts with competing breweries, for example, from the nearby Zielona Góra. After only 5 years, the city rights were withdrawn. The mansion in front of us was built a few decades later. If we pass through the gate and turn right towards the main entrance, we will see a date above the door, 1602. This is when the construction was completed. Impressive high-sloping roofs or Renaissance volutes flanking the gables. Please note the triangular part in the left corner of the building are characteristic elements observed in mansions built in Lower Silesia at that time. Over the next centuries, the mansion often changed hands. It saw good and bad times. For example, in December 1740, King Frederick the Great stayed here overnight. He chose Świdnica as his first stop during his military excursion, the Silesian War between Prussia and Austria. He was remembered as a talkative and gracious man. As a souvenir, he gave the lady of the house an expensive snuffbox. There is an illustration from the mid-18th century, which is more or less when the ruler visited this place, showing the impressive estate seen from above. Let's try to imagine it. The horseshoe-shaped mansion in the center, with a garden on one side. We can see it even now, on the left. Behind the mansion and the farm buildings, there were large orchards. The office building on the right, now overgrown with ivy, used to be separated from the mansion by a pool. In the 19th century, the whole mansion was reconstructed. As a result, the shape of the whole building and the interior design was simplified. Now the palace is composed of two wings rather than three, and has two triangular volute gables instead of the previous five. Inside, there were a few major shifts in the layout of the rooms. Until World War II, the mansion changed its owners quite frequently. After 1945, the local cooperative used the mansion to store agricultural products. Later, due to the immense historical value, the decision was made to restore the Renaissance character of the building, which was renovated in the 1970s. Since 1982, it's been a home of the Regional Archaeological Museum. Please take a while to go inside, if the museum happens to be open, and admire not only the historical interior, but also the exhibitions. The museum conducts its own archaeological studies, and many of the excavated objects are more than 10,000 years old. You can also enjoy a stroll in the palace park and take a look at the former farm buildings. If you want to visit St. Martin's Church, please walk less than 100 meters to the left along Dorga Street. That's the asphalt road behind your back. You will be walking along the office building. I will wish you a good day now. Enjoy your stay in Świdnica. Goodbye.